Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about something real quick since Twitter was brought up. There's a fake account of me out there right now.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Bears do not. What is going on?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've made it.
Thank you.
You know what? Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, so I thank you.
Some of the things that the account has been saying responded back to a tweet about what their favorite Christmas season beer is, and they responded back with Zima and Jolly Ranchers.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer every year.
On WGR.
Michael!
Oh, that's funny. Michael!
Sports Radio 550.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. I'm live here at Buffalo Sports on McKinley Avenue?
I'm from
Hamburg. I should know.
McKinley Parkway.
Hamburg. I'm from Hamburg. I should know that.
Come on, man. McKinley Parkway.
You know, so this Buffalo Sports
location.
Don't
you learn that when you're like five in Buffalo, New York?
I think
McKinley
so.
McKinley Parkway?
Yeah,
it's
and
like a main thoroughfare.
I grew up
you
like
did.
A
and
mile down
like
the street.
The county fair is near.
Yeah, it's pretty much everywhere. Listen, yeah. this location, Sal, has been here for a really long time. Wow. I got a lot of firsts at this place. It's been a while since I've been here. I got a lot of firsts here, whether it was my, I think my first set of golf clubs came here, a little pick and choose, because, you know, my dad went cheap on me when I was young because he didn't think I was going to like it. But here I am. Golfing 100 times a year now. But Nate Geary here. I've got Sal Capaccio live with me here for the next 2 hours, making his comeback tour.
Yeah, and I love being here, and I do this because I've been with Dave here every December for the last several years hosting Sports Talk Saturday. So, you know, we made sure to make it happen today. So I'm glad that you let me sit in here. But it's, you know, we want to make sure that we are out here to support Dave and all the things he's got going on here at Buffalo Sports, and we'll let everybody know about that in a minute. But yeah, it's good to be back on Saturday. And plus, it's a big, big football weekend. So it's a great time to kind of be here today. Now, if people want to come down and say hi, I'll be here till 1 o'clock. You'll be on till two. I know Matt Perino's going to join you for a little while, but I got Max's birthday party today, so I got to get to that. And
is he six?
Six already.
Jeez,
it's
man.
Amazing, right?
You know,
things go quick.
When I first started working for WGR, he hadn't been born yet.
And you think about how it goes by so quick, right?
It's crazy.
Crazy story. So people will remember that I was literally doing an overtime show, mm-hmm. okay, back before you did it. I was doing a Bills overtime show, and it was, and if I remember right, it might have been after a Toronto game against the Falcons. It might have been that one. And I literally had my wife sitting in the WGR studio with me, ready to give birth, and I'm like, and I told people, if you hear dead air,
it's
we are gone.
We out.
We
yeah,
are on our
out.
Way to the hospital, right?
Yeah, we're out.
So people now say, wait a minute, like that, I remember that like it's yesterday, and your son is six already?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, absolutely, he
it's
is.
It's pretty
so,
crazy.
And he's a huge Bills fan and a huge Sabres fan, and he's rocking his Josh Allen jersey at school on Fridays.
He's right around the age where he's going to start to ask for, like, a Bills Super Bowl for Christmas.
Yeah.
He's right
probably.
Around that age.
I'll mention, like, Bills and the Super Bowl. He's like, wait, they played in the Super Bowl? I'm like, yeah, you know, four times.
So before we hand things off to Dave, I want to set the stage for the rest of the afternoon. You mentioned Matt Perino, 1 o'clock. We've got a gentleman, Matt Verdermi, from Fansided. He's going to join us at noon. Then we've got Sean Stepner, who was a old Western New Yorker. Yeah. He's up in Baltimore now. So we'll have him on at 12:30. He's going to join us, talk a little Ravens. So obviously the taste of the town this week and is the lead-up to this Bills game tomorrow. So we'll talk a lot about that. The Sabres, they play this weekend as well twice. They play tonight and tomorrow night as well, both which you can hear right here on WGR. So we'll talk a little Sabres, I'm sure, at some
it's
point
4
here.
4 o'clock today, right?
4 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, 4 o'clock. So,
weird time.
Weird time for a West Coast.
Well, I guess that would mean because it's 1 o'clock out West.
Yeah.
It's an afternoon game there.
And I know Paul was talking about how this is like the second year in a row, or maybe the second year two of 3 years where they've had to go from Calgary to Vancouver back to Edmonton, or maybe it's vice versa. But it just kind of seems crazy the amount of travel that you're doing for a back-to-back.
And he believes the league did that to the Sabres as a payback for tanking, basically, a few years ago. But I don't know what the excuse would be now. I mean, it just seems like it should be avoided to do something like that. It's very rare when you go out west to have that particular order of teams you play, but that's the situation the Sabres are in today. today?
So 803-0550, 1-888-552-550 are the numbers to call. I'm going to hand the mic over here to Dave Westfall. He's the owner here at Buffalo Sports, so he'll get you updated on all the great deals that are going on here today, which there are plenty of. And if you're looking for your skate sharpen, first and foremost, go no place else. And by the way, I just want to point out, Dave actually knows what he's doing when he's sharpening the skates. When I worked in retail at a certain sporting goods store around here, they stuck me on sharpening skates. And guess who had never sharpened a skate before they walk into a retail store before?
Really?
I was busting, during this time of year sale, I was busting out, I don't know, 25, 30 pairs of skates a day, and I had no idea what the heck I was doing. So Dave knows what he's doing.
Does that explain why you have cuts all over your hands?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I've got some scars from some old times of me sharpening skates. But, yeah, you can come down here. Dave actually knows what he's doing to get you a decent cut on your skates. So make sure you come down.
Yeah, and for sure. And let's talk a little more. Dave Westfall, the owner of Buffalo Sports out here at McKinley, and you have been, as Nate alluded to, here for a long time. Good to see you again. How long you been in the shop?
Since the store opened in 92, Sal, and I started here in 94, so quite a long time.
And basically, you are pretty much, I would say, very well kind of known and revered as far as knowing where to go for all this gear for people in town. But for those who don't know, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, we're on McKinley Parkway, 3840 McKinley, just past the mall and Wegmans.
And today, just like you do throughout when we are here for December, we've been promoting. You have some free skate sharpening going on. You can tell everybody about bringing the skates in. If you can, just kind of give us a rundown of what's going on today.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's out there that's got boxes full of skates, whatever it is, bring as many pairs as you want. We'll sharpen them all today. You won't have to wait long for them to be done. And additionally, we'd like to put out there that we are looking to buy skates. There's probably many people that have skates in their basement or in their garage. They haven't thought about it for a while, but we absolutely are in buying mode, and we are paying 20% above the normal pay rate for the skate. So today would be a really good day to do that.
So when you say 20% above the normal rate, you have yourself kind of like different tiers?
Yeah.
How you determine that?
There's many quality levels of skates and many condition levels. So, yeah, there are parameters and there are set tiers and set prices, but we will go above and beyond because we're in need. We're buying. We're paying cash.
Look, I came in here and bought my first ever pair of skates last month. You helped me out. I did that. I had never bought a pair of skates.
I meant to ask you about that. How'd it go?
It went great. So my son, Max, we were just talking about, he does a Learn to Skate program at Saturdays. And at his program, the last, like, 20 minutes, they allow the parents to come out. So the first week, I'm, like, watching these parents skate, and I'm like, well, boy, I'm not out there with him. I bet he'd like that. But I really can't skate very well. He might be better than me even at the age of 6. But, you know, I've tried it a couple times. I think I'm at least athletic and coordinated enough. So I came to you, and I said, help me out. You set me up with a great pair. And I put it on. I went out there, and you know what? I got to hold on to the wall a little bit, but then I get going, and I'm okay. Still a little tough for me to start and stop and turn, but I'm there, and Max holds my hand, and let's go, Dad. It's pretty cool.
Well, next you'll be into coaching, probably.
Yeah, right. I know. That's the way it's going right now. You got a lot of stuff going on here today. Of course, we have equipment for all seasons, but one of the things you really this time of year ramp up on is the ski equipment.
Yeah, and I guess we'll have Pat Hammer on in a little while here, but the snow is right around the corner. Holiday Valley's open. Kissing Bridge is scheduled to be open before Christmas. We've got a full supply of ski gear, cross-country, downhill. And today, if you mentioned that Sale sent you in, we're going to offer 15% off of any ski purchase.
That's pretty cool. All right, so you got lots of equipment here. I know Max plays lacrosse. You got lacrosse gear in here. You got ski. What about maybe some sports people don't realize you have stuff from in here?
Well, I'm sure people are somewhat familiar with it. We do things seasonally and that golf is popular, but disc golf is a big thing.
All right.
Kayaks. We recently got into selling brand new kayaks. That's a big thing. And now would be a great time if you were looking to kind of get way ahead of the game for next year, because the few kayaks that we do have left are we're selling at cost. So,
all right. That's very, very cool. Now, listen, here's the other thing. I want everybody to listen to this now. This is very cool. If you go to Buffalo Sports Facebook page, find them online, Buffalo Sports, McKinley Parkway on Facebook, and you like their Facebook page, all right, you are entered for a free entry to earn a pair of Sabres tickets for New Year's Eve and a $100 gift card to 716.
That's
right below, so right next door, which is amazing. So New Year's Eve Sabre tickets, a pair of them, and a gift card, $100 to 716. You can use that night, go in there. That's a pretty cool New Year's night. And, again, that's right on your Facebook page. Just go and click like.
Right.
And you're in there.
That's right.
That's awesome. So, you know, I know you are a big hockey fan. Big football fan, Bills, Sabres. I come in, first thing we start talking about, the game tomorrow. What are you thinking?
Well, I've got Buffalo winning 29-13.
Oh, 29. That's a wow.
I don't know. It just popped into my mind recently, and that's what I'm going with.
So. All right. So stopping Lamar then. They should be able to do that, you think?
Yeah, maybe some new wrinkles on the defensive side. I feel that we're about to get some defensive scores, too.
All right. So, again, Buffalo Sports right here on McKinley Parkway, and Dave Westfall is here with his staff. They are incredible. They're great. Look, if you are unsure about what you want, one of the things I love and appreciate every year about being here, your staff is amazing. They really help people kind of walk through what they need and how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have real high turnover on staff. Most people that work here stick with us for a very long time, become family. So, yeah, it's a family environment with our customers as well as our staff, and everybody seems to have a good time.
All right, Dave. Well, we'll talk to you a bit later on, and thanks for all you do for the Western New York community with all this stuff going on. And again, free unlimited skate sharpening all day today, 15% off any ski gear that's downhill or cross-country ski gear. They are going to purchase skates today, too. If you have skates you want to bring in, they'll buy them back, and they're offering it. The offer for those skates will be 20% on top of what the regular offer would be for those particular skates. And how about that, Nate? You want to go to New Year's Eve hockey game? Sabres, like their Facebook page. They are going to give away. You'll be entered in for a pair of tickets to the New Year's Eve game and $100 gift card to 716.
It was the $100 gift card that really got me excited there, Sal. Because you ever see somebody buy $100 worth of beer somewhere? It's a decent amount of beer.
I have probably seen that. Yes.
It's a decent
it's
amount of beer.
It's not me, but I've probably seen that.
Well, it's a decent amount of beer. So that's a great deal for folks that, I mean, plus it's great. You know, so with social media, all you got to do is you got to like the page, follow the page. I mean, it's the simplest thing you could possibly ask for for a great opportunity to go see the Sabres on New Year's Eve, which, by the way, is usually my favorite. If you're going to go out to a sporting event, the New Year's Eve games are great. I mean, with the Bills playing on my birthday on the 29th this year, it's the December home game schedule. I know you. I've talked about you about this with you before, but Jeremy and I had a great conversation on the morning show the other day about these December home games. And for instance, how this Ravens game right now, tomorrow. I don't know what the seat totals that are left, but there was something like say like 2,500 seats left for the game against the Ravens, and that was Wednesday or Thursday when I filled in the morning show. So I'm sure that we're probably closer to a sellout than we were before.
Well, I think it's sold out for TV purposes. I think that's
sold out
case.
For TV.
Yeah. Okay. I think that those might have been returns or whatever. I mean, I don't think it's in danger of game like being on TV or something.
Oh, well, that rule is long gone.
That's right.
Well, thankfully,
so, that's right. I remember now. They changed that rule anyway, so it didn't matter.
But there were So right now on StubHub, Bills Ravens, you can still get tickets as low as $45.
Wow.
That's a really good deal.
That's good.
Like for
it's gonna be nice weather.
December football.
I know Pat Hammer comes in a lot when he when we're doing the shows down here. So if he comes in, I think he's supposed to stop in. Can ask him about the weather tomorrow. It's supposed to be pretty good.
It's supposed to be beautiful. And I mean, what more could you really ask for in December other than 43 degrees and sunny? So yeah, take advantage of the low ticket prices while you still can, because there are very few December games where you're gonna get weather like we're going to get tomorrow. And I mean, has there been a more important December home game? I mean, in my recent memory, not many are coming up. I honestly, the 2004 matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 17 is the matchup that really sticks out to me in my memory. And I was talking about that as well. That was the last time I really remember being just so upset about the Bills losing that football game in 2004. Tommy Maddox and Willie Parker and just some of the players that were on the field for that game. That was that game hurt me. Like I cried after that game. It was like one of the last times I really remember allowing the Bills to bring me to tears. I would have been 12 or 13 years old at that time.
Are you talking about the 2004 game?
Yep.
That was a big game. I'll say this though. Remember Rex's last year, 2016. I mean, there were some important games late, and
in December, lost.
They had the Miami game that went to overtime. They lost. And then Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers came here, and he ran all over them, over 200 yards.
All over them. Yep.
That was a big game. So
in the snow. I remember that game.
There have been games, really big games, big magnitude games. Now, there was a big one for the Jets when they came here, and the Bills knocked them out with Fitz. That didn't mean much for the Bills. But there have been some December games. There was one, I think, against Tennessee back in the mid-2000s, where maybe 2010 or 11, somewhere in there, where the Bills were still in the mix, and then Vince Young had a busted play for a touchdown. So there have been, but there's never – like this game
– it's weirdly
not
big.
Now, not mathematically. If they do need some help. But this is the first time I can remember a win-and-in scenario
yeah.
in a home game since the one you just referenced. Now, again, they are not technically win-and-in. They have to have win and other things happen. But I'll tell you, Nate, if they win this game, there's almost no way they don't make the playoffs. I think the math basically says you get one more, you're in.
You're in, yeah. And here's the thing. I guess I want to hesitate on calling this like some sort of big, big game because the Bills can lose this game and still be in great position.
It's not a must-win.
It's not a must-win game. They're not in the hunt. They're not in the control. I mean, they are in the control their own destiny game, but it's not like, you know, the Cleveland Browns 2 weeks ago where they have to win out, otherwise it's over for them. And clearly they lose, and it's pretty much over for the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, the thing that I look at with this game, Sal, is, yes, it's really important. I mean, you hear Josh Allen, you hear Sean McDermott sort of downplaying the overall importance of this game as some sort of just other game. It's another 16 game on the schedule, one of 16, and that's kind of how their approach is. But Shaq Lawson, not so much. I mean, Shaq was willing to give a little bit of a soundbite this week talking about this matchup in this game in particular. But, I mean, do you really buy that everyone in that locker room, outside of maybe a Shaq Lawson, you don't think that they buy that this really is the stage for them? Listen, last week was a really, really big test that they passed with flying colors, right? And they go on national TV, and they sort of had their we're here moment on national TV to move to 9 wins against a team. Hey, listen, I get that the Dallas Cowboys lost again on Thursday night against a team in the Chicago Bears that everyone was talking about. Is Nagy in trouble? Is the quarterback going to be the quarterback next year?
Right.
And did they pick the wrong guy in the draft? And all of a sudden, well, they lose by 2 scores there. And it was kind of a blowout. And Sal, I don't know how much you watched that game. It was very similar to the Thanksgiving game. Dallas goes up, scores early, and it looks like it could be all Dallas. And then they've got no pulse after that. And I get a lot of people's hesitation of, okay, the Bills beat the Dallas Cowboys, and are the Dallas Cowboys even a really legitimate team that you can say is sort of a quote-unquote signature win? But it's not really the team, Sal, that I look at in that matchup. It's the stage. And this team, historically, on those types of stages, just it's very difficult for them to play their best football. And I think in that game against the Dallas Cowboys, whose defense was ranked within the top 7, an offense who had the number 1 scoring offense, number 1 offense in terms of yards and passing yards, and top 7 in rushing yards, and the Bills just shut them down. And you know, say what you will about the team, but the stage to me was a little bit more of a hurdle for me than the team was. It was this team has never really been in this situation where you were in the primetime slot on the maybe the most watched game of the year
right.
outside of playoff games, and the Bills totally they were there, they arrived, and they did so in a way that impressed people not only, you know, within Buffalo but outside of Buffalo. So like that game, yes, you have an upgraded opponent. There's no doubt about that this week, but I think that if you were going to have a game like the Ravens this week coming up on Sunday, it's really great that it's following the game where I think they got a lot of confidence out of that Dallas game. Like, whether you think that they should have won by more or did they get enough style points against the team that right now was sort of reeling and potentially about to fire their head coach and just everything that's surrounding Dallas, it's still, Sal, like, this was a game I think they really, really needed for themselves.
Well, look at a lot to get to what you just talked about, but I'll say this. I just talked about Rex and the season in which I'm looking at here, his last season. You know, they lost 4 of their last 5 games, right? And they get in these big situations, and they choked it away, essentially. They were 6-5, and then they lost 4 of their last 5. They won a beating Cleveland home, but they lost at Oakland. They lost to the Steelers here, lost to the Dolphins here, lost at the Jets close out after Rex got fired. But the point is, I think a lot about Nate. You know, I've covered this team through 4 regimes. When I got here, Chan Gailey was the head coach. And then it was Doug Marrone. And then Rex Ryan. And now Sean McDermott. So, and I will tell you, this is the I can see the difference in how really, if whatever you want to call it, whether that's the culture or the environment, how this regime, how this coach instills a mentality of a day-to-day approach versus a coach like Rex who, I do believe if they're in this situation, they are hyping it.
Yeah.
If Rex is the coach, we're hearing this is a big game.
Right.
And, you know, this, yeah. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, right? And that's all well and good in the moment. And I think when you have that, it's cool to think about it. You know, it's cool to say, yeah, and get hyped and all that. Sean McDermott has taught his team since the day he got here to win every day, to approach every day the same way. It doesn't matter if you're playing an 0-11 team or an 11-0 team. It doesn't matter if there's playoffs on the line or you're playing, you know, out the string because you're not going to make the playoffs like last year at the end of the year. And that difference is noticeable to me on a daily basis. I'm not just telling you from press conferences. I mean, I go to practice. I go in the locker room. Yeah, sure. Shaq Lawson's telling you it's a big game. He knows it. But there's a big difference between how a lot of these coaches have operated and how this coach has. And I think that's what you see, which is when these guys say, it's just another game. It's a chance to win number 10 on the schedule. I believe it. And I believe it because that's what they've been kind of indoctrinated into since they came to this organization.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550, the numbers to call. If you've got thoughts, if you've got predictions, we will take your calls and predictions here on Sports Talk Saturday. We're live at Buffalo Sports here on McKinley Parkway in Hamburg. We're right across from the Kinley Mall, right next to Five Guys. There's a bunch of stuff over here for you to do. If you got to get some your Christmas shopping done, this is a great spot to come stop in. As Dave mentioned just previously, if you missed him on the beginning of the show, Dave Westfall, the owner here at Buffalo Sports. I mean, they've got all of your winter sports needs here. They've got skis, snowboards, bindings, boots, you name it, helmets, they've got it. And I mean, that doesn't even include the entire half of the store, which is essentially dedicated right now to just hockey. Used skates, new skates, old skates, new skates, you name it. They've got everything here, so make sure you stop down. You can say hi to Sal and I as well here at Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway. But right now we are talking a little Bills, a little Ravens. And Sal, to your point, sort of about the approach, and I think that's really the big difference and sort of the buzzword that I'd like to use when we talk about this regime and how it's different. It's the approach to games like this and sort of the professionalism that they take into each football game. And your mention about Rex, I think the word professionalism never really oozed out of Rex. It wasn't a thing that was a priority for them and how they were building their culture and their team. I think that for the most part, it was Rex wanted to be the players' friends. Like, Rex was kind of widely known as a quote-unquote players' coach and was a guy that sort of gave the team days off after a win, gave a Monday off after a win, and they come back on Tuesday ready to go. And I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that. I still think there's probably a lot of coaches across the league that do that. And I'm not here to say that I don't know that Sean McDermott's never done that. But for me, there is just this level of professionalism that Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have brought since coming over from Carolina. And you know, one of the things that I noticed this week was there was a lot of talk about Ron Rivera, the coach that got fired in Carolina. Obviously was the head coach when Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean were both there. Had a lot of great things to say about Ron Rivera. But I do think, Sal, that organization, and everybody is going to make the parallels between the Carolina Panthers and the Bills because, hey, we know that both guys came from Carolina, brought a lot of players, Kelvin Benjamin, whatever. But that organization had been very successful during Ron Rivera's tenure. And that was a team that went to the Super Bowl, that has won the NFC South many times. And you sort of get the feeling that although Ron Rivera is now done in Carolina, he's likely going to be a head coach somewhere else in 2020. I'm pretty confident in that. But I think a lot of what, like, Ron Rivera and the success that Carolina organization had in the mid-2010s here, especially that 2015 season when he went to the Super Bowl and lost, like, a lot of that professionalism, a lot of that obviously, I think, translated to what we're seeing here in Buffalo now. The question is, can it sustain longer than it did in Carolina?
Well, and look, I think more, but Sean McDermott to me is, he is very influenced, obviously, over his time in Carolina. I think he is more Andy Reid than he is
and
Ron
a little
Rivera,
Jim Johnson,
right? I mean, he came the Andy Reid tree, and that's where John Harbaugh is from. I think there's a lot of ways you can look at this Ravens team and the way John Harbaugh has approached his team and how they're just consistently always kind of the same in the mix, professionalism, whatever, all that kind of stuff, and where Sean McDermott is. And I think a lot of that comes from Andy Reid and the way that they were brought up in football. But make no mistake, you also have to have people in your organization around you that share that same vision and share that same feeling. And Brandon Bean is like that. It's not there are too many organizations around. And I mean, example, I mean, look at the talent the Browns have, for example, right? I mean, you have that, and then, but they don't have that level of professionalism, like you say, in their front office with their head coach, and they don't have people kind of checks and balances with each other, where I think that they're kind of holding each other to the same standard all the time, right? I think Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, they're always holding each other. They're holding everybody in the organization to the same standard and accountable to one another. And that's how we got here. That's why, Nate, like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If the Bills lose to the Ravens, I kind of think, like, Dave said this too, and I'm going to give Dave Westfall, the owner here, credit, because he said the same thing I was thinking, but he said it to me. I think the Bills are kind of playing with house money tomorrow in a lot of ways. And what I mean is, you know what? If they beat the Ravens, oh my God, we're going to start talking about where is this team in the AFC?
Are they a Super Bowl contender?
They could be a Super Bowl
contender.
They
could win the AFC.
It'd be amazing, right?
Yeah.
If they lose, okay, maybe they're just not as good as the Ravens yet.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because most teams aren't. So I think that's the approach. However, I give Sean McDermott and his coaching staff and the way he goes about things, I give him every chance to beat any team they play because of that. What everything we just talked about.
You know, too, Sal, and I'll say this before we take a quick time out here. You know what I never hear about with this organization? Nobody asks the question of who's got player control? Who handles the 53-man roster? Who's the one that's making trades? It's just there's never a question of it. It's one voice.
That's right.
It's sort of one message, and that to me is something small. But I mean, you look at
there's no power struggle.
Right.
Ever.
Look at the New York Jets. It's like, well, what's Joe Douglas going to do? Is he going to be the guy that handles the roster? Is it going to be Gase? Is Gase going to do this? Is Douglas going to do that? And it's just like that has just never been even a remote question here since Brandon Bean's got here, and Bean got here after the head coach.
Yeah.
So there could be this level of maybe that's not meshing, even though they've had experience together. It's just it's the one message from the top that I think has trickled down now to the players, and I think the players, they echo that a lot, that this is an organization that from the very top, it's very clear what your expectations
are. And it's also the word I think would be unselfish. I think Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, they're unselfish with that, right? I mean, they know they have to collaborate if they want this thing to work. But the one word you always hear in that locker room is unselfishness.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Sal and I are going to talk a little bit more about breaking down this Ravens offense and how the Bills could potentially go up and stop it. I tagged Sal in a tweet that talked a little bit about Kirby Smart was at his coaching symposium, and they put a video up of him sort of breaking down trying to stop option teams. So I want to get into a little bit of that because he had some video from how the Green Bay Packers and some of the teams had stopped Greg Roman when he was with the San Francisco 49ers and Colin Kaepernick, and that read option really became a big thing back in the NFL again. So we'll talk a little bit about that next here on Sports Talk Saturday. We're live at Buffalo Sports here on McKinley Parkway. This is Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
I think it's a little bit of both, Chris. I think that he's not a great natural thrower. I think he can throw the ball well between the numbers. By the way, he did that very well at Louisville. That was the strength of his game.
Yeah.
One thing that stood out at Louisville was that he threw the ball well between zone voids in the middle of the field. He was not very good throwing the ball outside the numbers. And I think they know that, and that's where he throws it best.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. That's Greg Cassell of NFL Films and ESPN Matchups. I'm Dave Geary. Next to me, Sal Capaccio. We are live here at Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway in Hamburg, right across from the McKinley Mall. If you want to stop in, say hi. There's a lot of things going on today. In particular, say you want to go over some of the specials that Dave's got going on here for the folks that might want to stop in.
Yeah, we got free unlimited skate sharpening all day. So come on in. We just had a couple of satisfied customers come in, come out. We've seen people come in all day. Come in with your skates. They will sharpen them for free here at Buffalo Sports today, all day. Also, 15% off any downhill or cross-country ski gear today. And they are purchasing skates. If you want to bring your skates in, and they'll buy them back. And because they need skates here, they're offering an extra 20% on top of their regular offer for whatever particular skate it is. And then, how about this? You want to go to the Sabres game on New Year's Eve? Well, go to their Facebook page, Buffalo Sports McKinley Parkway. Go on their Facebook page, and you will be entered to win for free just by liking their Facebook page, a pair of tickets to the New Year's Eve game, and $100 gift card to 716 to go along with that. So it's pretty cool.
So, Sal, we started last segment talking about the Baltimore Ravens and Bills matchup. Obviously, the marquee matchup of the weekend. The Sabres, they face off this afternoon, 4 p.m., which you can hear right here on WGR, and then tomorrow as well, 8 p.m., 9 p.m., I believe, actually. Well, it's 8 because I think it's 9 because I end my show early tomorrow, my overtime show. I know that it's early. It's either 8 or 9 o'clock. I can get you that for sure. But both games you can hear on WGR, including the Paul William Belts pregame show, which will lead up to the show with Brian Koziel here on WGR. Sal, I thought it was very fitting that Greg Cassell, there of ESPN Matchups, was talking about some of the important – actually, that's a good point up there. Some of the important things on how to stop Lamar Jackson, the thrower, and some of the things he showed in college, that he wasn't very versed at throwing the ball outside the numbers, but he was more of a middle-of-the-field guy. And I was just having this conversation with somebody, Sal, and I'd like your opinion on this because I know that when you're facing a guy like Lamar Jackson, it's very difficult for defenses to run man coverage because you don't want your corners turning their back on the quarterback because of how good of a runner he is. But I made the argument, Sal, and I'm interested in your thoughts here, on when teams run zone, with that play action that they run off, the play action looks that they have off their zone read looks are really, really difficult to run zone defense against, because those linebackers first step forward, which is against this team, you can't have a hesitation step. You can't be middling. You can't decide if you're gonna drop back in your zone early. Like, you need to commit almost every play to the run, and that's how I think this Ravens offense has been so successful, is in the play action game with three tight ends. They're one of the only teams in football that run 13 personnel the way and the volume in which they do, but it makes it so difficult for linebackers to respect the run, but also get in position in the zone to stop the pass. And That's where that middle of the field, that 10 to 15 yard intermediate pass over the middle, I mean, all three of their tight ends are weapons in that area.
Yeah, and I do think there's one way you can run man against Lamar, and I think that might be a cover zero, where you take an extra safety and say, "We're, you know what, our corners," because let's be honest, Nate, they don't use their receivers all that much, right? I mean, they don't throw to them a ton. Willie Snead's got a handful of catches, and obviously Marquise Brown is very fast, and they can use him. But let's just say you say, you know what, we're going to put Tre'Davious White and Levi Wallace or Kevin Johnson on the two receivers, Taron Johnson, you know, in the slot, and then we're just going to let Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde come up and play the run. I think maybe that's the way if you want to go man-to-man. I think it's a possibility against this team, because you're right, you don't want those guys turning their back, but if you have a couple safeties looking forward and coming downhill on them, you might be able to do that. It's just so tough for a linebacker, like you said, because first thing first, you have to identify who has the ball, and that's always hard. And the mesh point and seeing, is he handing it off, is he pulling out, that's one thing. Now, I will say this. The Bills have an advantage that a lot of teams don't playing the Ravens. And when I say advantage, I mean they have something that many other defenses don't. They have two very fast athletic linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. Now, those guys aren't going to be running Lamar Jackson down. And that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, though, they can get to angles and get to spots quicker than others, which forces maybe Lamar Jackson to have to string it out a little bit more instead of finding a hole right away and getting upfield, because those guys are late getting there.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Let's go to the phones because we've got a caller. We've got Mike in Ithaca who is hanging out on hold. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. You are with Nate and Sal. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge fan. You guys, with all due respect to everybody on WGR, you two are my favorite, so I'm pretty pumped that you're together today.
Thank you.
So I have a long-winded way to get – not long-winded, but – an explanation and then a question. Now, you were talking about coaching and the GM earlier, being in McDermott, and I'm going back to the Dallas game. There's one particular camera shot that really summed up this organization and the season for me, and it was a shot of Jerry Jones getting up early and leaving the box. And then you cut to a shot of our owner and, Brandon Bean slapping high five. And that shows you the difference between the Cowboys and the Bills in general. It starts from the top, and it trickles down. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But, I mean, for years with Ralph Wilson, you know, he was a lot older, with all due respect. You know, so in turn, he was trying to run things. And we didn't have a GM, you know, or we had flashes of a GM in Buddy Nix and Marv Levy. So in turn, without a GM, you're hiring middle-of-the-road coaches who are in turn drafting middle-of-the-road players. And nobody wants to come there. That has completely changed around. And with that being said, what do the Bills have to do this year to put McDermott in the conversation of Coach of the Year?
I think he's already there, but I think they have to basically continue on the path that they're on. I mean, making the playoffs obviously would be one thing. The problem for McDermott winning Coach of the Year is there's other candidates that would have better cases.
It's Mike Tomlin, to me, has the best case out there.
He's done a really, really good job with what he has. Now, if they fall apart and they don't, you know, he's not going to get it, but you're right. It's not that McDermott shouldn't be in the conversation. It's just you can look around and go,
there's a lot of guys.
I mean, even Belichick, with the fact that what they're doing,
their defense,
considering that their offense
John
has
Harbaugh.
Not been as good. John Harbaugh, with how he's had to transform that team.
Shanahan.
All great candidates for Coach of the Year. I mean, honestly, if the Dolphins win a couple more games,
if
how
Flores
do you not consider
100%.
Brian Flores
100%.
For what everyone said that they were doing that? So I'm not disagreeing that Sean McDermott deserves consideration.
I think he's 100% in the conversation.
But I think it's just tough in a year like this for him to get there. Now, going forward, I think you're right about the organization. Nate and I talked about it earlier. One thing that's funny is, Nate, we get a lot, you get a lot, you see a lot on Twitter, people call and say, they got to sign this guy and that guy, and oh my God, you better lock these guys up now. And I say, okay, you want good players. Of course they want Tre'Davious White locked up. Of course they want to keep Matt Milano. But you've now structured the organization where you can allow guys to develop and then move into those roles once guys get a little too high priced. I'm not saying they should do that for necessarily any specific person. But for example, Jordan Poyer's probably going to get paid. He's got 1 year left after this year. Mm-hmm. I love Jordan Poyer. He'd be great. And I'm not telling you they shouldn't keep him around. But at his price, maybe Jaquan Johnson becomes your next Jordan Poyer at really 80% less cost.
Right.
You don't know. And that's why you have $90 million in cap space. That's if you want to resign or bring a free agent in for a little less, that's why you have 18 picks over the next 2 years of the draft. This is an organization now that is set up, to me, to kind of continue to build towards what they're doing. This is not – the window is just opening, I think.
I think the window is absolutely just opening. And and to the caller's point, Sal, he's in the conversation. There's no doubt about it. And it's funny how as much as we don't necessarily all the time look at the seasons like quarters, but in four-game increments – it's really difficult to not look back at the beginning of the season and hear some of the things that were being talked about like a guy like Mike Tomlin, where is Tomlin in over his head? Like, very clearly, it was the players in Pittsburgh, not Mike Tomlin, that was getting them the success that they had. Well, out, the Hall of Fame quarterback, the All-Pro should be maybe, depending on all the recent things, potentially a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Right.
A borderline, all pro running back in Le'Veon Bell. And then you talk about some of the
and then injury to Connor.
And injury.
And Schuster's
and
out.
Their starting center goes. So it's just like, you know, you see
when you're
all
winning games
with
a guy named Duck. I mean, come on.
That's right. And so you have all these issues, and the fact that Mike Tomlin was able to get this team right now to 7 wins and in the hunt, and right now they're basically in the second wild card spot, sort of in the driver's seat. They need a win here this week.
Huge game for them.
Huge game for them at
Arizona. No matter what happens tomorrow, if the Bills lose and then the Steelers win, you got to remember that's Sunday.
That's a game you got to win.
That's for fifth speed.
Yeah,
seed. That's
100%. 803-0551, 888-552-552. Let's grab one more phone call before we take a timeout. Let's go to Matthew in Kitchener. Matthew, you are on Sports Talk Saturday with Nate and Sal. Welcome.
Hey there, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. Yeah, I'm going to the game tomorrow between Bills and Ravens, but I wanted to take the call as a Ravens fan because I am a Ravens fan, and so I wanted to just talk about how we're seeing it. And for us, we're basically seeing the Bills in the same situation as we are, given that both of our teams have been developing a lot faster than we thought they were. And so because of that, I think that it's going to be definitely a game that we're taking a lot more seriously now. But we're definitely still on the high after beating teams like San Francisco last week. And knowing that we had such a difficult stretch of a schedule that we just came off of, and now knowing that Buffalo has now been added as an addition to the hard part of our schedule, we've still got to keep going in order to try and keep the momentum going.
Yeah, and let me say this, Matt. Let me say this to you first. I think you may be calling this radio station a few more times over the next several years talking about big games between these two. I think that's the trajectory, and that's what's cool, right, Matt? I mean, it's fun because I think, as I just said, clearly the window is just opening for the Bills, I think, but I think it's also just opening for the Ravens. And no matter where they are in that plane right now, Matt, I think both these teams are going to be kind of going at it a little bit in the AFC for the next several years.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's good to see the Bills are starting to find their groove again after so many years with bad teams. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see a really good game tomorrow.
All right, yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
next year, by the way, the Bills will face the AFC North team, which finishes in the same spot as them. As of right now, you figure the Bills probably finish in second in the East. I mean, things can still fall for them, but that would probably be Pittsburgh next year coming to Buffalo. They wouldn't play Baltimore next year the way that it looks right now. But there is a possibility that's the future schedule.
I love this scheduling point because, Sal, I think a lot of us, I said we'd take this season in quarters and we should do it more so. In the first quarter of the season, we looked at the end of the season and said, okay, some difficult games, but people were looking at Pittsburgh. Baltimore wasn't the team they were yet. They had just lost to the Cleveland Browns. They're thinking, okay, they're good, but they're not elite.
Right.
So you're looking at the end of the season as, okay, the Bills take care of business here. They're going to have a really nice end of the season set up. All they play is New England. That's kind of what you're thinking, right? And now you go to the schedule. Now the Bills are like 18th in easiest schedule for the remaining part of the season, whereas 6 weeks ago, they had the easiest remaining right. schedule in football. And it's funny how things change and things from the first quarter of the season to the third quarter of the season, and it's only eight games, but eight games can change so much about a football season, and I think we're seeing that now.
And I think what Matt brought up about how he said Buffalo's a lot like Baltimore and how they're developing faster than people thought. Well, I think there's one big reason for that. I really do.
Quarterback.
But it's not just quarterback. It's both organizations made a commitment
yeah.
to getting their quarterbacks the help they need schematically and personnel-wise to do what they needed to do to advance that development.
You know, though, Doug Whaley tried to do that with E.J. Manuel. Like, you know, he tried to sort of move that development process up by trading for a Sammy Watkins, right?
Except the head coach didn't want E.J. Manuel as the starter.
Right. That's
and
right.
that's different, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
you're not on the same page. That goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Kyle Orton goes in four games in, basically.
Yeah.
So Manuel can never develop in that. But you're right. And now you have a offensive. You know, Nate Hackett was the offensive coordinator then. I mean, I think, you know, Brian Daboll's been around this league. It seems like he's obviously willing to tailor things to what, you know, Josh Allen wants to do and is comfortable in doing. But I do think that's where it is. I made the point of showing the Bulldog in the roundtable yesterday. If you look at the Jets with Darnold, even I think now Cleveland of Baker Mayfield, and the organizational chaos that they all have, they're just hurting their own quarterbacks
yeah.
and their development.
They're
right?
never going to actually see their potential if the people in place
correct.
Right now can't like, get it together.
I'm a big Darnold fan. I think Darnold's really good.
Me too.
But I don't think he'll ever get to where he needs to get to if
not
he's in
Adam
that
Gase.
Organization and
no.
Adam Gase and how they're running the show there.
I totally agree.
And that's the difference, I think, between the Bills and the Ravens and those teams, and especially the Ravens, they've made this huge organizational commitment to really let Lamar flourish. And every decision they make is about
Lamar. Yeah.
And what we need to do because he is the guy that's going to drive us here. So I think that's the difference. I think if you put Sam Darnold in either of those teams and organizations, he's doing
great. He'd probably
great.
Flourish.
Because
yeah.
those organizations would nurture him
yeah.
and do what it takes. Maybe Mayfield as well. I know there's some other question marks with him, but maybe him as well. I think if you take Lamar and Josh and put them in the Jets, not doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because those organizations would not cultivate them.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. The numbers to call. Nate Geary, Sal Capaccio here live at Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway in Hamburg across from the McKinley Mall. Come down, say hi. Sal will be here for another hour or so. Matt Perino's going to join me from New York Upstate in Syracuse. He's going to join us here live at Buffalo Sports. That's at 1 o'clock as well here on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is what you root for, Murph. I mean, you want two teams that obviously have winning records. There's stakes involved. There's intrigue. There's questions. And there's talented players. And, yeah, you're right. We've had a few of these, whether it was And it's honestly, for whatever reason, been attached to Baltimore's run. We were with them in week three in Kansas City in somewhat of a prove-it game where Kansas City wins that one, and there's some question now about Baltimore. And then
welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday here live from Buffalo Sports. Nate Geary here, Sal Capaccio with me. He'll be here for another hour. That was Evan Washburn you just heard. And we are hanging out, as I mentioned, at Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway. Lots of great deals happening for the remainder of this afternoon. Sal, what time are they open till here today? 8 o'clock?
I don't know. What time are you guys open till today? Dave. Dave, what time are you open till today? 9 o'clock.
A little extended hour action here. So 9 o'clock, if you want to get your
Christmas
skate
hours,
for free. That's right. I forget. It's that time of year. Yeah. So make sure if you want to stop in, you can get a lot of Christmas shopping. You can get a lot of those line items crossed out just by coming into Buffalo Sports today with a lot of great deals. Let's go to the phones, grab a couple more phone calls before we take a quick timeout. Go to the second hour here of Sports Talk Saturday live from Buffalo Sports. Let's go to Theodore in Vermont. Theodore, you're on Sports Talk Saturday with Nate and Sal. Welcome and thanks for listening.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Very good.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say that we're heading to the game later today, and I just wanted to say that obviously competing for Super Bowls is eventually what we all want, but I'm 17, and huge December games are something I've never experienced before, and I couldn't be more excited for them.
That's awesome, man. You know what? And I remember when I was your age and December games just started to matter. In fact, I was 16 the year the Bills went to an AFC Championship game in 88 when they just burst on the scene.
Okay.
And then 17 and when they went again to the playoffs, the Ronnie Harmon game.
Yeah.
And then 18 when they went to the first Super Bowl. So I'm right in that. I was right in that sweet spot to start recognizing that.
Theodore,
and for
I
a guy
envy
like
you.
That to see that, that's pretty
I
cool.
I envy Theodore. Yeah. My 17, that would have been roughly 9 years ago.
Ooh.
Not a great era. To be not a great era for us late 20ers, not a great time.
I think the Bills lost a generation of fans because they, you know, people at that age, they weren't that
just
good.
So fed up.
But I think people just got fed up. They gained a generation of fans in the late 80s, early 90s. There are people that, you know, didn't grow up in Buffalo that just saw them on TV every week on primetime games. Yes, kids, there was a time not too long ago when the Bills played a lot of primetime games and a lot of playoff games.
And, you know, listen, I think it's cool that the Bills got flexed on Sunday night. I know not everyone's super thrilled. Not everybody loves staying up real late. But it's football. You're gonna be up more than likely anyways. Enjoy the game. I think it's going to be awesome. I'll be on till 3 a.m. for the overtime show. Joe DiBiase, my co-host and the afternoon show producer, he's going to the game.
Oh, nice.
He had tickets to the game earlier in the season.
And he's
it got
stick
flexed.
With it. Yeah.
And basically all of his friends had to bail because they got work the next day.
Oh,
but he's like, no,
gosh.
I'm going. So
there
Joe's
go.
Going to the game.
Good for him.
Which I'm definitely a little jealous. But I was at the last game that the Bills were on Sunday night. I was there.
Oh, yeah, the Pats.
Yeah.
I haven't been living in Buffalo yet. So
I was there at that game, sitting behind the Patriots sideline.
It was 14-7 at one point.
Yes, it was. That is one way to look at it, Sal. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Next up, we've got from FanSided, it's Matt Verderam from FanSided. He does a weekly power rankings for FanSided for both teams and quarterbacks. Mm. And I think you'll be a little surprised where Matt has Josh Allen ranked going into this week's matchup against Lamar Jackson. I'll give you a hint, two top 10 quarterbacks in Matt's quarterback rankings, power rankings going into this game. So we'll talk a little bit about his thoughts on Josh Allen's progression, about Lamar Jackson's progression, and the matchup of the two young quarterbacks tomorrow here in Buffalo. So 803-0551, 888-552-550, Sports Talk Saturday continues on here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.